Mandela, are you ready to chop, drop, and roll?
Ooh, yes, I am. I cannot wait to talk to you about you as a cartoon character and answer some listeners' emails and...
Talk about yourself hosting Drag Dan?
Yo, yes, of course. Yes, yes, yes.
So stay tuned.
Forever. Dog.
Mandela.
That's me.
Giving everything you got, trying to make it to the top. Never ever gonna stop, even if you get the chop, chop, chop.
Girl, you got the chop.
Don't be a bitter bitch. Just make them eat it, honey. Welcome to the Chop with Latrice and Mandela.
Who's on top?
And who gets the chop?
Before we dive into our inbox, let's dive into our weeks. Now, Latrice, I saw you on my TV this past week as an animated little nugget on All Star 6. So let's talk about that, baby.
Well, girl, I was shocked too. They didn't tell a bitch tonight, not even know.
Wait, what?
Okay, so when I did the voiceover, I didn't know what it was for. I thought it was part of just like, I didn't know what it was for. They didn't tell me what it was for. And so they're like, oh, we just have this audition. Can you do these lines? And I'm like, oh, okay, sure.
Oh.
I did not know that it was
girl.
For.
We saw it the same time you did. Was that a separate fee for those lines of that appearance you made? Your vocal arrangements?
Now that I think about it, I feel like I got God.
Girl! Isn't that how it always works with the gigs, though?
Yes,
you,
girl.
You get to the gig, and then they're like, oh, and, like, we're going to do another meeting. A VIP meeting.
You're right.
And then we also have a radio interview with you. And,
right.
And now you have to take pictures with my mom and all of our family members. And then, you know, all the staff. What are you going to do for an encore performance? We just want to know.
That part.
Girl, they tagged it on.
But it was okay because I got a little, that was cute. It was actually a really cute segment. I was like, well, this is the closest I've ever been to a judge on Drag Race. So.
you're feeling your Envy Peru fantasy.
I'm like, oh, so this is what they do. They tell the judges the lines and you just recite them.
Yeah.
There you go. I feel right at home. Right at home. But I saw Drag Den Philippines is doing auditions and you got to be excited.
I'm so excited. I've been waiting for this for a while because I made these like videos to prompt the drag queens in the Philippines to start the audition process. Uh-huh. But it was a little bit delayed because we teamed up with TikTok in the Philippines. And so like we're doing it all in social media and stuff like that. Yes. You know, we got the sponsorships.
You know what? Because I've been noticing that you are that TikTok girl. And I am so impressed and so not interested.
Oh, no, girl, do not aspire to my...
I can't.
No, girl, it's nothing. Because there are like 14-year-old girls with like 7 billion followers. And they're literally just changing clothes. I'm...
Oh, my God.
I'm really excited because... we're going to be able to see some of the queens, you know, we're going to get to see all the auditioning process kind of on TikToks.
Oh, that is cool.
You know, remember in like the first seasons of Drag Race when...
They used to share the audition tapes a little bit.
Yeah.
The snippets.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun.
I'm excited for that.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I just heard... that they announced Drag Race Philippines, which is
correct.
Yes. And so now people are like, Manila, you gonna host that one too? Maybe.
I mean,
maybe I'll, yes, girl, maybe.
Can you please?
I don't know. But that would be kind of rad. But what I'm really excited about is that, like, obviously, like, we've been covering on the Chop, we've been covering the UK, Canada, Holland, España, Down Under. And now I'm excited that I'm going to be able to cover the Philippines, too.
Yeah.
But the Philippines gets two drag reality TV shows now. Yeah. All those other countries just got one. Philippines got two.
That's what happens. Mm-hmm. Don't sleep on the Philippines, honey. Now you're getting a double dose.
Yes, baby.
A double dose, honey. That's what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm really excited for you. I can't help but notice that your voice is so raspy today. Are you been yelling and screaming?
Yeah, well, this past week, or last week, I turned 40 years old, so I decided that I was going to party like I just turned 21, and me and my friends, we jumped in a car, we drove out to Las Vegas. I'm actually sitting in my hotel room right now, hung the fuck over, girl.
Yes!
Mm-hmm. So for my birthday, me and my friends, we all went and saw the RuPaul's Drag Race live show at Flamingo.
How was it? Give the tea, girl. How was it?
Well, it was a little bit like I got anxiety a little bit because like I'm literally like walking into a giant theater where like pretty much I'm assuming everyone knows who I am. Also, I was dressed up like I was wearing a fucking yellow fur coat. It's 120 degrees here in Nevada.
Bitch.
But bitch, I'm showing up. I'm looking cute.
If you're
going
to show up, you got to show up.
So I'm sitting in the audience with my like big yellow fur coat. I'm trying to not look like I'm totally trying to be seen.
Completely understand. You're trying to be really under the radar.
But bitch, I was like trying, because everyone was like literally walking through the casino and all these Drag Race fans are there to see the show. And then they're all freaking out because all of a sudden they're looking and they're seeing me. And I'm like, oh, baby, I'm not giving free meet and greets, though. I'm just trying to get to
my seat just like you.
And I was fucked up. I was totally drunk.
Oh,
you know?
So you're not in the mood or space or... Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not sitting here going to... Because once you give one picture to everyone...
That the line forms.
Although some people did get a couple of pictures. Like the ones that were like clever that got me and then like... We're like, oh,
yeah.
You know, the ones that are fast, that have their phone already like with the flash
ready,
on.
Ready.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not make a scene. It's done and done.
Yeah. But the show was fantastic. Oh my gosh. Yes. Have you seen it?
No.
Oh my God, it's so good. The girls do such a good job. It's so fun. Then the backup dancers, the pit crew, they're phenomenal too.
The costumes,
the girls come with costumes.
Okay.
Yeah. All rhinestones, feathers. It's the full fantasy.
Show girl realness.
Yes, and I that's what I think Vegas is missing these days. Is there's no like true Vegas showgirls
anymore. Like that tradition.
It's gone. It's now just at the Flamingo, with Drag Race. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Well,
the girls did a great job. Asia O'Hara was an amazing host, funny as fuck. She actually like pulled me out of the crowd and brought me up on stage to do a little bit. I was not expecting that. I didn't want to do that, but I just like went up there. I was like, okay, let's just pretend this is an act, like a challenge on Drag Race, and just like make sure that we entertain. But I was like, bitch, I am too drunk. And besides, I had been up the entire night from before. So, girl.
Oh, baby, you really were trying to act like you was 21 again.
Oh, girl, I was 21 plus 19.
Okay. 21 with 19 years experience.
Yes. There you go, girlfriend. Yes. So that's why my voice is a little raspy.
Mm-hmm. So how are you holding up, 40?
Well, the first few days have been okay. Well, until this hangover. I feel like I'm going to... my body's... I'm going to need an extra week and a half just to recover.
I love it. It changes, honey. After 40, baby, it's like, oh.
I don't know. But I'm practiced, though, girl. Like, I'm professional at partying, you know?
Yeah,
dry
that's
queen.
True. I was, too, until I, like, realized that the recovery takes far too many days than it used to.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't bounce back like that anymore.
But Teresa, don't get me wrong. I was preparing. You know, like when you're like, you do your stretches and you like, you do, no, I.
You warm up. You warm it all up.
You warm up. Yeah. I was preparing. I was like not drinking for like a week or so before so that I could like, I was getting lots of sleep so that I could, you know.
Get your endorphins and things going.
Get myself ready to go.
And your serotonin levels correct. So. Mm-hmm.
So yes! it's been a great birthday, and I'm having a great time with all my friends. And
that's what's up. Well, happy birthday to you, Manila, and welcome to 40. You look amazing. You know, it's something about Black people and Asians that don't age so well, you know?
Black don't crack and Asian don't raisin.
Mm-hmm. There it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, at least half of you anyway.
The shade, the tea of it all. Well, let's take a break.
Okay.
Let's take a break and then we get into the inbox. I need to take a couple of Tylenols or an aspirin.
You need some ibuprofen.
You got the chop. We are back. Nursing this hangover, honey, and let's dive into our inbox.
Now, just know that Manila and I are here to give you advice, and we want to help you determine if you should chop someone or something out of your life. You know, just that petty, no good energy, whatever it may be. Yeah. But just send us an email at teresamanila@gmail.com, and we can give you advice. You know, we're not trained professionals, but we got experience. So if, you need to get somebody to chop out your life, we your girls.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And don't listen to us. We don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
We're making it up as we go.
From Amy G. Dear Latrice and Manila, hello, I am currently working my way through the international editions of Drag Race, and I'm listening to your podcasts that correspond with each episode. I should be finished with them in time for the start of Drag Race Holland Season 2. Thanks for the laughs and the insight. Speaking of Drag Race Holland, I just read that the queens who did Fred Van Leer's makeup, the Countess, and hair, Vivaldi, last season are going to be contestants on this upcoming season. Do you think it's possible for Fred to be impartial, or will the queens have a competitive advantage? Do you think Raven could ever compete again on Drag Race after doing Rue's makeup for so long? Thanks so much, and love you both. Ames from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Raven, I didn't know that. Couldn't do drag. Yeah, I didn't either. That's good tea. Raven can't do Drag Race as long as RuPaul is alive.
Well, as long as she's doing RuPaul's makeup, because that would be very difficult to run back and forth.
To do both. Like, so,
you better not put me in the bottom, or I'm gonna fuck up this lash. It's gonna be wonky, girl. You know what I mean?
That would never work. But this insanity here, I didn't know that.
Countess was doing her makeup, and Vivaldi was doing the hair,
which makes freaking sense.
Uh huh.
Okay,
but. Looking at Fred's hair and makeup from season one to what it is on season two, maybe they have a disadvantage because Fred might be like, you'd be like, girl, you try getting me together on the first season, I'm going to get you together on this season. No, I'm just kidding. Fred looks sickening last season, and she looks even more sickening this season.
Yeah, like, rightfully so. But I think that she can be objective. I think that, but the girls are really showing up. So those two that you mentioned, Vivaldi and Countess, they're both showing up on this season.
Yeah, so they should be doing it.
They're front runners, you know what I mean?
Actually, so. I'm going through something very similar to this with my show, Drag Den Philippines. Because I'm trying to source some wig stylists in the Philippines to help me with my hair. Because, like, all of my wig stylists are here. But, like, it doesn't make sense to, like, ship wigs over there. When there's plenty of amazingly talented people that can do my wigs out in the Philippines.
And the hair. Yes. The hair's there already. Yes.
But I'm having a lot of, like, queens that, like, do amazing hair that are like, well, we actually want to audition. So, Manila... I don't want to do your hair because I want to be on your show.
Damn.
So I'm like, damn. Am I going to have to not cast them on purpose so that she can
But like, can't she do the hair ahead of time? Like, I don't know.
Like, there's just something about having your hair, like, you know, zhuzhed.
Freshly done.
Like, put on your...
And have them there to do anything.
To fix it or whatever. Because, like, you know how it is when you, like, open up a box of a wig. Sometimes it's been sitting upside down or got smushed. And you're like, ugh. Or got beat up in the mail. So, I don't know. I think that, you know, they'll... I didn't know this information, but hopefully it doesn't, like, you know, Fred doesn't have a bias, but there are other judges that also contribute to the selection of who does well in the show. So, I mean, if there's a hair and makeup challenge, then I'm assuming those queens will be the winners then. Mm-hmm. Now, if you need help figuring out what to chop in your life, send us an email at latricemanila@gmail.com and we might read it on the show next week. We got more emails.
So... Hi, Latricia. This is from Jared.
Ooh, yeah, Jared.
Ah, I went to Jared. Hi, Latricia Manila. I need some help. I'm 23-year-old straight guy, and I have an issue with my girlfriend. With things opening back up, she has gone to a lot of parties lately. Recently, she went out to some gay bars. And long story short, she got really drunk and made out with a couple of gay guys.
No, okay. This has multiple gay guys.
With multiple gay guys. Now, I'm not jealous or disappointed, but I feel a bit weird because she did this. I don't care if he was gay or even if it was a girl. It's another human. She told me about what she did today, and I said I don't feel really comfortable with the thought of her kissing random people. The whole conversation ended up with me being apparently old-fashioned and her saying that if I did this with my lesbian friend, that it would be perfectly normal. Oh, and let's not forget about that's how I am. I like to be the spirit of the party. I don't really know what to do, but thought that you all might be able to help me out as I'm not familiar with the gay scene. Thanks, Jared. I'll just say this.
Oh, what?
Bitch, why are you kissing bitches with COVID? It's COVID, period. You shouldn't be in nobody's motherfucking mouth. That's first and foremost, because she runs the risk of bringing that shit back home to you. So I'm just like, so fuck a human. Like, I thought that's what the aspect you was going for. I can't get past the fact that it's COVID. And she's sucking face of gay boys who eat ass. So, like, I don't know what to think about that. You can't eat ass and then kiss the bitch in the mouth and then think it's going to be okay. No. You have a right to be upset, but I thought, that's why I would be mad mostly. But.
Also, like, okay, so sure, you know, they're gay guys and the gay guys might not be into kissing the girl, but they're still men.
The fantasy.
Probably, and they're gay men, so they're probably really, really good looking because gay men just are really good looking. I mean, it's a stereotype. We look good. I'm sorry. So, like, she might be getting all moist in her mind when she's kissing these, like, really attractive, like, shirtless, you know, oiled up abs hot for bodies. Days, hot bodied, you know, cute little, like, you know, what. So I can see, like, definitely she's not just kissing a guy. She's kissing probably, like, a beautiful gay man. So
multiples.
And because she's a straight girl, she's into men. So I feel for you, Jared, because it's like, okay, if she was kissing a girl and she's not a lesbian, then it's like, oh, I'm just kissing another girl.
I was
like,
drunk.
I'm drunk, you know. But, because, like, obviously... Yeah, because she might be into that. Like, she might be into these men, you know, because they're probably really hot.
That's how I am. I like to be the spirit of the party. That girl, you're going to be the spirit of COVID. Like, stop kissing random bitches. And, you know, it really does just come down to boundaries. So, like, I don't know what you guys have worked out in your own personal relationship. Is it cool for you to go out and kiss random girls? You know what I'm saying?
No, it's not. It's not. So, no, it's not. From what he said, it's not, you know.
So then let's treat people like that. They want to be treated. So you can't have it both ways, honey. If it's not okay for you to go kiss random girls, she can't go kiss random guys. Gay, straight, bi, whatever. You just, it should be.
Yeah.
Tit for tat. So.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So Jared, I think that you need to like have that full on conversation and you need to be like, girl, it's not right.
Mm-hmm. And get tested.
And go get that nasal swab, girl. Go get that nasal swab, honey.
Just the saying, honey. Just the saying.
Mm-hmm. Well.
All right.
All right. Well, that's our inbox. If you have anything you want to chop out of your life, then, you know, email us. LaTeresaMinnell@gmail.com, you know?
That's
now, let's get into the more important details, Miss Thing. We have a new season of Drag Race Holland, and so we need to do our official The Chop Drag Race Fantasy League Last Queen Standing.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Girl, I got your nuts ready. We talked about that other week. But did you finally get that massage?
Oh, we got the massage. Oh, girl.
Good, baby. Good.
Thank you. We got it right before we got on the plane. So it was lovely. Kenneth did his thing and came and rubber dub dubbed and oiled up and lubed me up and Ken thanked me and stuff.
Mm.
And then he left his little cap to his little lube as a memento, so we'll have that to cherish forever.
Wait. I don't remember paying for all that, Patrice. I don't know what kind of massage I ordered you.
Coconut oil.
Coconut oil, honey. Mm-hmm. I think we have a new flavor of nuts.
Girl, thank you. Okay, right. Honey roasted, honey.
Since I won our last fantasy league, España, Latrice, you get to go first.
Yeah, I do, don't I? Oh, the choices of my first pick.
Wait. We already lost two queens, so let's just take them out of the running. How about that?
Okay. So Reggie B is not there, and Juicy Couture is not there, right? So that's that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So I think for my first pick, okay, I'm gonna go ahead and do Vanessa Van Cartier.
Ooh,
that's my first.
The first trans woman on a regular season. Trans woman with breasts.
Yeah, I just am. I've been a fan of hers for years. I've worked with her before. While touring, and she's our Miss Continental forever. So,
That's right. She was Miss Continental.
Yeah. She just gave it up. So,
Okay.
So
okay.
That's your first pick.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm going to go with the Countess.
And I knew that. I knew that you would. I had a feeling that you would. And that's fine. Because that's why I'm going to counter you with Vivaldi.
Oh, damn. Okay. Bitch. Okay. All right. Well, I have some good vibes with Love Masisi.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, because she was sickening in that first talent show.
Yeah. My Little Pony is speaking to me. Mm-hmm.
Is Pony the trade of the season? Is that what they've established?
No, I thought that was Reggie, but I don't know. Pony
Reggie
the trade?
Mean. There's
several there. Yeah, y'all. Mm-hmm, there's mm-hmm. Y'all are cute out of drag. Some of y'all.
Okay. I'm gonna go. Who do we have left?
We have Tabitha and Kida Minaj.
Oh, and Ivy. I'm gonna go with Tabitha. Tabitha. I'm gonna go with Tabitha.
Okay. And I'm going to go with Kylie Minaj.
Okay. And I guess I will have the Ivy Elise.
Yeah. All right. So we both have four?
I think we have like an off because is that four? Yeah.
Yeah. Both of us have four.
Okay.
One, two. Yeah.
So, Latrice, you are Vanessa Van Cartier,
Vivaldi,
My Little Pony, and Kitta Minaj.
That's a good team.
It actually is a really good team. Can we repick? Can we repick all that? I have the Countess, Love Masissi, Ivy Elise, and Tabitha.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay.
Well, we now each have our teams chosen with four girls each. So we'll see whose team has the last queen standing. Mm. And you know I'm going to win, girl. You know I'm going to win. Winners, huh?
Yeah, no, I'm not giving you any more happy endings, baby. I'm going to win. I'm going to win.
You need to reinstate. Do you still need to reinstate that that maid service? What do you need? What is your prize? What do you want?
Oh, baby, no. I wouldn't do that to you. I wouldn't do that to you. No, I wouldn't do that to you or no house cleaner. No. What is our prize? Oh, what do you want for a prize?
We gotta choose for a prize. Mm-hmm. So,
because whatever you choose, if you win, it's gonna come like 2 months late. I'm just warning you right now because that massage took forever, girl.
It did, but
we went through an entire season of España before you got to like get your massage, girl.
But I was away. I was away. So okay. For 3 months. So that was why. So
all right.
So what do I want? Okay. This is what I want. This is what I want. Ooh, girl. It's expensive, too.
Oh, shit. She wants a canary diamond necklace.
No, bitch. Canary will ship them right to my house. I need from Alaskan King Crab Company.
Bitch, not them fucking king crabs.
Them colossal crab legs, baby. I just gonna need a pound or two of those sent directly to my house so that I may enjoy a crab ball for my nerves.
Okay, and how do you cook them? You just like stick them in a pot?
Steam mine. Steam. I love mine.
Now, do you have like a steamer that's big enough to put an Alaskan king crab leg in there?
I take a big old roasting pan. And put my, you know, my accoutrements in there with my, you know, my secret ingredients and stuff. I ain't giving my recipe away. It'll be in my cookbook.
Okay.
Baby, I put the tinfoil over that, and then I put them in the oven and just let them go. And then
you dip it in butter.
Oh, no. I make my hot and juicy slap them up sauce, honey.
Oh, Jesus, biscuit.
Baby.
King crab leg dipping sauce.
Garlics and spices and lemon peppers.
That sounds so
and...
fucking good, bitch. I am still in Woo! Las Vegas right now because it's my birthday. So I'm now I'm going to go to the buffet and eat some all-you-can-eat crab legs.
Crab legs.
You know what, bitch? That sounds good. That's what I want my prize to be. But if I win, not only do I want these Alaskan king crab legs shipped to my house directly, but I also want your secret recipe.
Oh, you got Ooh. It.
Okay.
You got
there
it.
You go.
You
All
got
right.
It.
All right. So, I won't tell the listeners what it is, so you can just, you know, let me know.
Awesome. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. We crabbing it out.
We cannot wait to see which one of us wins. And if you want to join in on the fun, play with your friends, split the girls between you and hopefully one of your fantasy league queens will be the last queen standing.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with our tops and our chops of the week. We are back now. We seriously cannot believe we are almost at the end of August and a lot of kids are going back to school soon and either virtually or in person, and I feel for them. So today's tops and chops are favorite and least favorite memories of being in grade school. Girl, I got so many.
Girl, I just turned 40. I don't even remember that far back.
I mean, grade school. Oh my God. It's so funny and ironic that we're doing this because I literally just went by my old junior high school this weekend while I was in LA in Pacoima. I took Christopher by my old house and where I used to go to junior high school, at McClay Junior High School. Yeah. So, yeah.
So, okay. Memories.
Memories
okay, okay.
that come
so
flooding back.
What is one of your best memories from grade school then?
Oh, from grade school? I mean, you know what? I used to, like, every year, I remember this, like, vividly. Every year, my grade school had a fashion show once a year. And I would always be in it. And it was like a fashion show slash contest for best dress. And I would
slash
win.
Drag show?
Yeah, basically.
Basically.
I would win every year. Because what happened was, like, it was, like, usually right after Easter. And I would have my new Easter suit. So I would wear that in the fashion show and slay the competition every time. I come out clean, bitch, because my mom, baby, when I tell you I used to dress when it's Easter time, oh, honey, the whole household was done, honey. That was high whore drag for church.
Like, that's hilarious.
Yeah, I used to win best dress every year in grade school.
Would you have like a little Easter bonnet and little lace gloves? The basket of eggs. Now, why am I envisioning like that one video of like, do you remember? I don't know what little like, it was like a grade school fashion show where that little black girl, as she's just serving Naomi Campbell, but she's in that ball, like Shangela.
Right! Davina. Her name is Diva Davina or something like that. Like that. Dyneema. Davina or something like that. I see her on YouTube, honey. She's sickening. Okay, what is your best moment?
I always loved, in my grade school, I went to this like little Lutheran school. So it was very small. But I loved that there was this like art room that was like upstairs. There was upstairs. There was only one floor in my school, except for there was one randomly dark staircase that went upstairs to a second floor where it had this like secret room and it was like the art room. Uh-huh. And it just reminded me, do you remember in the movie Never Ending Story where like the kid goes to school and then he like he's late to class, so he just goes up and sneaks up to the attic of the school and like reads the book for the movie?
Yeah.
It had that kind of vibe. Like it was kind of like a secret room that it was kind of like not really, like no one really used it, but it had all these art supplies in there. And I just remember like just loving this room because it was just like this like, you know, like it felt like this like place that we weren't supposed to go because it was up this dark staircase and it had all like these pottering wheels and art supplies in it. And I remember distinctly the smell of it. And I don't know, it's just like one of like my biggest memories of like my school being I always want to be an artist. So that was, you know, one of
that's
my memories.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
You know, I always wanted to be an artist, girl.
And you are. And you are on so many levels. Like, damn.
Damn.
Yeah.
Now, what about what about our worst grade school memories? You don't have none?
I remember, there were so many. Like, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, we had this one teacher. Her name was Mrs. Glasper. I'll never forget her. Miss Glasper. And she was known because back then you could paddle the kids. You can get swats. We call it what they get swats. They get the big ruler out and they spank your hiney. Yeah, they used to chastise you in school. Back then.
Girl, was she like in an old Victorian like mistress outfit? Like, oh,
she had this paddle that was just wood, like a hunk of like 2x4 saws. Shaved down, you know, and
oh my god,
like fucking varnished and finished and glossed. It had holes in it, like suction cups, so when it hits you, bitch. Yes. So one time I got in trouble with her and got SWAT. I got what we call a SWAT. And then that's not good enough because what happens is if you get in trouble at school, you definitely gonna get in trouble
at home.
Uh-huh. So, you know, my mother had, of course, signed the permission slip, you know, to let them, because you have to get, you know, authorization to swat somebody's kid.
What?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. What the fuck? Oh, my God. Your child has been misbehaving, so would you sign this so that we could beat the fuck out of them in front of other children? That's really?
Exactly what happened. Yeah.
So and did parents be like, actually, no, you're not going to do that to my kid?
No, they're like, yeah, go ahead. And then call me when you get done so I can come up there and whoop their ass too.
With my own varnished.
With my own belt or switch or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, trust and believe. It was a different day back then, baby. That's why these kids these days, that's what they're missing. That's why they're so bad. See, they ain't get their ass whooped in school and at the house. So, yeah, you got to double. You don't mess up at school, honey. Because if you get it and they have to call your mama to get authorization to whoop your ass, you getting your ass. She's leaving work and she's coming to whoop your ass too. Like, it happened one good time for me and that was enough. It's so embarrassing and painful, but it was embarrassing. So that was horrible. That was my worst memory. Of grade school.
Okay, so now I don't even have anything to say about that. I can't even like literally like my chop was gonna be like the one time that I thought that I was in a movie and I was gonna like pick a lock to the classroom with a paperclip. And let me just tell you that like a little kid trying to pick a lock like they see on TV does not work.
So
I broke the paperclip off inside the
key.
So
now you're going to ruin the door.
So then everyone, like, the next morning arrived and we couldn't get into the class. And then they literally had to, like, call a locksmith and, like, take the door off.
And my God.
I was too embarrassed to say that it was me. But it
was me,
actually.
You got away with it. You got away with it.
I did get away with it. I saw,
see,
yes.
That would have got you. You would have got a SWAT.
I would have gotten swatted. I would have gotten swatted.
That is grounds for getting a SWAT, for sure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But I didn't get caught. So you don't get caught, you don't get the SWAT. Okay. Well, damn. Okay, I guess I had a pretty sit easy, honey, with just regular detentions. Mm-hmm. Like, All right. Well.
So there you have it.
Our jobs are the jobs. Have fun back at school, kids.
Don't get slots.
Or COVID.
Or COVID, bitch. Yeah, that's even worse. So thanks so much for listening to The Chop.
Make sure you subscribe to our show and you can rate and review us on your podcast app. We have new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday.
And you can send us an email. We might read it on the show next week. We want to hear from you. Hit us up at LatriceManila@gmail.com.
You can follow us at Latrice Royale and at Vanilla Luzon.
And we'll see you next week to find out
who or what gets the SWAT. No, the chop.
New single coming out.
Forever.
To listen to The Chop ad-free and one day early, sign up for Forever Dog Plus at foreverdogpodcast.com/plus.
The Chop is produced by Forever Dog and Moguls of Media, a.k.a. Mom.
Hosted by Latrice Royale and Manila Luzon.
Produced by Joseph Shepard.
Editing and sound design by Will Pitts.
Executive produced by Big Dipper, Willem Belli, Alaska Thunderfuck, Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Our theme song is The Chop by Manila Luzon and Latrice Royale.